pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Kutt. Kutt is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head over to kutt.com. That's KUTT.com and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And finally, we're also brought to you by the SGPN merch store. Get 15% off everything when you use the promo code PLAYOFFS. That's the promo code PLAYOFFS. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, be sure to also follow me on my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. I promised free plays from that account and I delivered one yesterday, taking Daniil Medvedev to beat Alexander Zverev in the semi-final. That was a one-unit free play, but that's not the main reason to follow that account. The main reason is because that's the account where I post my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet. So while there will be more free plays coming in the future, you will always get my profit and loss spreadsheet there because I am actually a tracked and transparent handicapper who has delivered 127 months in a row of transparent track profit. And that's going to soon be month number 128 as we've had a very, very strong January bolstered by our NFL futures. And the month of December was bolstered by our Champions League futures, which went 7-1. And the month landed £4,450 in profit. If you want to do your due diligence, I encourage you to do that research. Just head over to the website lockbetting.com where all the spreadsheets are posted rather than scrolling down the X account. When you look at my spreadsheets, you'll see that we manage a bankroll sensibly, making betting accessible for anybody with a disposable income. And if you have any further questions about the service, you can simply shoot me a DM at the X account I mentioned, at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. On my spreadsheets, you will not find us chasing plays that lost. So one unit loser won't be chased with a two-unit play. There's no five-unit plays on there, 10-unit plays, 15-unit, 20-unit, whale plays, five-star plays, max plays, play of the year, play of the month, play of the decade, play of the century. None of that nonsense. It's all Monopoly money. These are not real bets, and we don't do none of that. As I said, we make betting accessible for anybody with a disposable income who wants to make money doing this hobby. And if you're winning money doing this hobby, it makes it more enjoyable. So let's move on with this edition of Scamessa Italia. We start with the game between Juventus and Empoli, which kicks off at 12 p.m. US time on the East Coast. Juve are the strong 1-3 favourites to win the game. It's 9-2 on the draw, and it's 9-1 here on Empoli. This should be a routine win for Juventus. I look for them to win the game, and I look for them to keep a clean sheet here with this victory. Juventus are staying in touch with Inter Milan because they have won 16 of their 21 league games this season, and they come up against an Empoli side who are the lowest scorers in Serie A. They've scored just 14 goals in 21 games, and that record is poor enough for me to believe that they won't be able to score a goal against Allegri's team tomorrow. I'm going to take Juventus, and I'm going to take them to win the game to nil. And that one is priced up at 19-20, so just shy of even money plus 100. Up next, we look at the game here between AC Milan and Bologna, where AC Milan are the 4-5 favourites. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 4-1 here on Bologna. This is the type of game that I expect Milan to win to make sure that they do finish comfortably in the top four. Bologna have done well this season to be in the Champions League conversation, but ultimately I don't think they'll stay there, and it'll be largely down to their away form. Milan, they've won 7 of the last 9 league games, and they should be able to extend that run here against a Bologna side. But Bologna may be able to contribute towards scoring, given that 8 of Milan's last 10 Serie A matches have gone over 2.5 goals. And 6 of Bologna's last 7 away games in Serie A ended with BTTS as a winning bet. So different ways you can go with this. You can take Milan and BTTS, which is a huge price of 7-2. Or you could simply go with Milan and over 2.5 goals instead. With that selection, you obviously don't need a Bologna contribution, because you can win that with AC Milan winning the game by a 3-0 scoreline and thus getting the over by themselves. But you can't do that the other way when it's BTTS. You definitely need Bologna to make the contribution. But obviously that's at a bigger price, whereas Milan and over 2.5 goals is at a shorter price. So we're going to go for Milan and over 2.5 goals. We don't have the reliance of Bologna scoring, but obviously if Bologna do make the contribution, that puts us in a better position. But overall, I think this is a game that Milan will win. As things stand, they are comfortably in third position anyway. They are 9 points clear of Fiorentina. They're actually just 7 points behind the leaders. So they've gone on a very solid run to get themselves into the conversation as title outsiders. Ultimately, I don't think they'll challenge. And I also think Juve will drop away as well, as I think Inter have some incredible squad depth. They've scored the most goals, they've conceded the least goals, and whilst Juve have been grinding out results and Milan have lacked consistency, they've had some poor patches. Inter haven't been guilty of having poor patches, and ultimately I think they will win out. But at the moment, Milan are on a good run, and I like them to win this game. I like Milan and over 2.5 goals as my lean for this. But I'm also happy just to take Milan at 4-5 minus 125 on the money line, if you're looking for a more certain pick here from this game without taking too many risks. Before we move on to Sunday's games, and a Monday game as well, actually, because we are going to look at the game between Salernitana and Roma, because I am fascinated, like many, to see what De Rossi does away from home. Obviously, Roma's record was strong at home, even with Mourinho. Their away form was the problem. And now De Rossi, off the back of winning his first home game, travels to Salernitana on Monday. So we are going to look at that game. So before we move on to that, though, let me take this quick pause here to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is a way to play alongside your favourite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball and college football. So you can higher or lower on your favourite players' fantasy stats, and you can cash in. And you can win 100 times with some spicy plays as well. So watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with a promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. It's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. Moving on to Sunday, and We are looking firstly at the 5 o'clock kickoff, 5 o'clock UK time between Lazio and Napoli. These were the top two last season, with Napoli finishing first and Lazio finishing second. Lazio are the 13-2 favourites. It's 21-10 on the draw, and it's 5-2 here on Napoli. It's a horrible title defence for Napoli this season. The only thing they can really salvage out of the season is to qualify for Champions League football, but at the moment, they are absolutely impossible to back. Whilst Lazio, they've made a little run up the table now and are looking more likely to be Champions League contenders than Napoli, who won the league last season very, very easily. Lazio, of course, massively overachieved by finishing second. But as I said, once again, they've got themselves back into the mix. The start of the season was very, very poor and really exposed the lack of investment in the club, despite the fact that they did get themselves into the Champions League. But they've overcome it now by winning five of the last six games in all competitions. And they can certainly respond to their Super Coppa Italia blip against Inter last time out by picking up a win against a Napoli team who are massively struggling this season. This is a Napoli team who was scoring for fun last year, yet they failed to score in five of the last seven matches, and they've only won two of their last seven games. I think the play here has to be on Lazio. They are the favourites to win the game, and when you look at the data, that does make sense. And I'm going to ride that price at the price of 13-10 plus 130 on the money line here for Lazio. The late game here sees title favourites Inter Milan travelling to Fiorentina, where Inter are the 10-11 favourites. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 16-5 here on Fiorentina. Inter are going to win the league this season, and eventually, whilst the other teams slip up, they will push ahead, and I think they'll win it with three, four, maybe even five games to spare, as they are the pick of the bunch here. They do have the most squad depth, and they are the most clinical, and they are the best defence as well. I mean, the numbers actually tell you that, but what the table doesn't tell you, that they're top of the table. Fiorentina are in that top four. They're just 1 point clear of Atalanta at the moment. Atalanta in fifth, Fiorentina in fourth position. But as we talked about just a second ago, Lazio are moving up the table. They are now just a point behind Fiorentina as well, with Bologna on 32, Roma on 32, and Napoli on 31. So anybody from Torino in 10th position to Fiorentina, who currently occupy fourth, can qualify for the Champions League. There's only 3 points separating fourth to tenth. So this is a huge game at the top of the table and for Champions League as well. But I just think Inter are going to have too much in their locker for Fiorentina. Fiorentina, despite the fact they do occupy a top four spot, are going for a little bit of a blip at the moment. They have failed to win any of their last four games in all competitions, whilst Inter, they've won 16 of 20 games in Serie A this season. They've only conceded 10 goals this season, as I've mentioned, and they're fresh off lifting the Supercoppa Italia, and they should be too strong for Fiorentina here. They've had enough time to rest from that as well, if that's a major concern. They won that on Monday night, so I believe having 6 days off, or at least not playing a game for 6 days, obviously they've been training, so haven't been days off, and one of those days would have been a travelling day back, I do believe that is enough time for Inter Milan to have the ability and the class to beat an inferior Fiorentina team. Despite the fact Fiorentina are fourth, I think Inter are well clear of them here. Inter, there's a difference between the sides challenging for the league and those who are challenging for the top four. And Inter, they are the cream of the crop in Italy. And the current outright price to win the league in the futures market will tell you that. Because despite the fact that Juve are the team who are currently top, you're still getting 1-3 minus 300 on Inter Milan. And I cannot even argue that that is incorrect. That's probably absolutely right. And for that to be correct, you would assume that Inter Milan are going to need to win games like this against Fiorentina. Despite the fact Fiorentina are fourth, Inter are just much better than everybody else in Italy at the moment. And I'll take them to pick up a win here on the money line at 10-11 minus 110 here in this one. Before we move on to the Sunday game that we discussed already, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Kutt. Kutt is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and legal in 40 states. Head to Kutt.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also utilize this pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can win bigger by betting smarter in the NFL this season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. So stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft these more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use our code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. And finally, let me tell you guys about the SGPN merch store, where we have 15% off everything in the store now until the end of the month by using our promo code PLAYOFFS. That's the promo code PLAYOFFS, P-L-A-Y-O-F-F-S. So it's PLAYOFFS, not PLAYOFF. We are competing against other shows for a bonus, so make sure you go onto the website and pick out your favourite item for the Soccer Gambling Podcast. We are printing you money on this show. We've been particularly strong lately in with Scommessa Italia. We've been landing locks left and right. So all we ask you to do is support the show, leave some reviews on iTunes, and go and get the merch. If you actually do go and buy the merch and tweet me it, so if you tweet me you wearing it or your receipt or anything, I'll not only drop you a retweet, but I'll also drop you a follow as well. So be sure to head over to the SGPN merch store and take advantage of that offer right now.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So we close out by looking at the Monday game. We've spoken about it a few times. It's Roma travelling to Salernitana under Daniele De Rossi, his first away game. Away form is why Mourinho ended up getting sacked, so let's see how he fares here. He is the 4-5 favourite for Roma to win here against Salernitana, who are the 17-4 underdogs, and it's 14-5 here on the draw. One look at the league table tells you that this is favourable. Salernitana are bottom of the league with just 2 wins from 21 games a season, and they've lost 13 times. So this is a definite opportunity for Roma to pick up a rare away win. And when you look at the scheduling of sacking Mourinho and bringing in Daniele De Rossi, it does make you feel like they've done Mourinho dirty, because this is a very, very favourable start for his successor. Because one quick look at the fixtures tells you that he's going to be facing 3 of the Serie A's bottom 4 in his first 3 games. So that's a very, very big opportunity for him to get off to a hot start, win over the supporters who are obviously in love with Mourinho. And if they were desperate to get rid of Mourinho, this does seem like a good tactical move if Daniel De Rossi can oblige with this Roma team who have been absolutely woeful away from home so far this season. But Salernitana, they are the epitome of woeful. They have lost 3 straight league games and 4 in all competitions. Salernitana have conceded exactly 2 goals in their last 4 Serie A home games. And if Roma are competent enough at the back and they can score 2 goals here in this one, they will come away with 3 points once again, giving De Rossi a perfect start of 2 games played and 2 wins. And that's exactly what I think will happen. There's also a weird trend when it comes to clubs sacking Jose Mourinho. We've seen many of Jose Mourinho's former teams enjoy a post-Special One bounce in the immediate aftermath of his sacking. And when we look at that historically, Chelsea went on a 16-game unbeaten run in the league. Manchester United's was 12. And even Spurs won their first 2 games in the wake of Mourinho's departure. Now, this is an odd one because Chelsea, Man United and Tottenham all wanted Mourinho out. I can't say with certainty that that's unanimous when it comes to Roma fans, especially when you look at some of the reactions to him going. So we'll see how this one pans out. But as I said, Salernitana are absolutely woeful. I don't think this is going to be the game where you find out if De Rossi was the right replacement for Mourinho. I think where we're really going to find out is what they do in the knockout competitions, because Mourinho was a serial winner. He guided Roma to back-to-back European finals, of course, winning the Europa Conference League. So I don't think we'll find too much out from this one. Well, I guess we will if Salernitana upset the apple cart and actually get something from this game. I think that would be a huge negative for De Rossi, but I don't think that's going to be the case. And I'm going to take Roma to win the game at the price of 4-5 minus 125. And with that said, closing out with your lock on the show, I don't think there's anything better there than Roma and to take Roma once again. This is a very, very good start for De Rossi as a manager. But in order for it to be a good start, he actually has to make it a good start. It's only a good start on paper at the moment. He needs to make that a reality. But I do think he'll be able to do that. Salernitana are absolutely awful. And even with Roma's away form, this is the type of game that they should be winning, giving De Rossi 2 wins from 2 here in this one. That's it for me and this edition of Scommessa Italia. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.